Welcome back to the Florida Roundup on WLRN. I'm Luis Hernandez. Well, last Friday, hundreds of people from around the country and around the world were in Miami Beach for the start of the Fourth World Out Games. It was supposed to be a gathering of athletes and thought leaders to promote LGBTQ issues. What was supposed to happen, though, didn't happen, because on Friday, organizers announced that the opening and closing ceremonies and many of the events were canceled due to a lack of funds. Australian swimmer Megan McLaughlin said she had a feeling some time ago something was wrong.
There was a part of me that always thought that this might happen. You know, I've been to quite a few of these, so I started doing the Gay Games and Out Games in 2002, and I've been to every Out Games apart from Antwerp, and I've just seen the sort of the gradual demise of both the games because of the conflict and the divide between the two.
But that wasn't the case for people like Aaron Enriquez, who flew in from from Mexico. He says it wasn't until he arrived at his hotel that's when he got the news.
It's a huge effort for us to come here. It's a lot of money. It's time, you know, and just getting here and nothing happens is crazy.
Well, there's a criminal investigation in the works of possible misappropriation of funds. Some of the sporting events were saved. Some of the people who stayed participated in festivities. But really, should the city have been more careful, considering the fact that it had bent over backwards to help organizers? Will this hurt the brand of South Beach and Miami Beach, or, you know, with the folks in the LGBTQ community? We want to hear from you. Were you here for the Out Games? Has this experience made you feel like you never want to come back to Miami Beach? Or is there any blame for the city? Give us a call, 800-743-WLRN. That's 800-743-9576. You can also tweet us at WLRN. Find our Facebook group. That's facebook.com/group/TheFloridaRoundup. Joining me now in studio, Joey Fletches covers the city of Miami Beach for the Miami Herald. Joey, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
And Steve Rothaus covers LGBTQ issues for the Miami Herald. Steve, great to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
And Dedrick Tellerson, did I say that right? Dedrick.
That's correct.
Thank you. He's the captain of the Atlanta Fury basketball team here for the games, and I really appreciate you taking the time. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely not a problem at all.
All right. You know what, Dedrick, let me ask you real quickly. You know, we hear all these athletes who were caught off guard. They were surprised. They find out the day they arrive. Did you find out the day you arrived, or did you, like some athletes, kind of have a little bit of a feeling something's not right?
Well, I actually found out the day of. It was Friday. We weren't actually scheduled to travel here until Sunday. So when I got the email, I was completely blown away, and I quickly made a phone call to the basketball director out of California. He didn't know. So once he saw everything, he was like, yeah, this is correct, because the email that they sent was a pretty vague email that kind of almost looked like it was spam. So it was like, wow.
Why did you stay? Some people did stay, and some of the games and some festivities were still held. The city was able to pull some of it off. But why'd you stay?
Well, for a number of different reasons. First, because they did rearrange and reorganize basketball. So that actually ended up turning itself around. Sunday and Monday, we actually played a full tournament with four teams. Initially, it was supposed to be more than that. But the other part of it, too, was that when we do these tournaments on a normal, it's always a family-type atmosphere. So we wanted to kind of stay, and we had already paid for an Airbnb to be here for a week that we couldn't get out of. So we had to go ahead and make a vacation of it, which I'm certainly glad that we did, despite, you know, everything falling apart from a sporting aspect.
Steve Rothaus, what happened?
What happened was that there were 4 years of planning for this event. And the night before the event was to begin, I think Miami Beach realized that the financial goals had not been met.
Wait, the night before they find out? How do you not?
3 months before, 2 months before the event, the city manager sent a memo to the mayor and commission of Miami Beach saying they had not met goals. And 2 months passed. The event continued to be planned. And the night before, a second memo went out to the mayor and commission saying the goals still hadn't been met. So
was there a panic? Was there a concern? I mean, this isn't a concert. This is a series of events that have to be held in different venues. And a lot of people are coming in. And this, as you said, this has to be planned out years in advance. So you're talking the day
before? 4 years.
Okay, so you're talking, you know, coming up on the event, there's a concern that, hey, check hasn't cleared.
And the next morning, people began to arrive. They began to go to the Lowe's Hotel and check in. And there was no place to do that. They wouldn't allow the check-ins. People asked, will we be able to check in later? And they said, well, we don't know. They shrugged.
Okay. And, you know, Joey, I'm wondering if that's how business is done within the city of Miami Beach. Because, look, as a reporter, you've covered it. We've covered this. I've covered a lot of sporting events. Man, when there's a big sporting event that's planned years in advance, there is promotional stuff that is passed out everywhere, and there are banners and all kinds of signs everywhere letting everybody know. So where was it? And I mean, I'm wondering, what did the city not do or not know?
Well, it's important to remember from at least the city aspect that this was a private entity, World Out Games Miami, a group of people put together and given the license of a larger organization, a larger international federation of gay and lesbian sporting events that lent their name to this local group, and then that local group organized this event to a certain extent, and they asked for money from the city and sponsorship. And the city gave them $200,000, and then they said, if you hit certain fundraising goals, we'll give you another $200,000. Well, those fundraising goals were never met, and that's what was the cause for alarm, both in March and then again the night before the cancellation. So there's a certain – I mean, the city didn't get involved in the sense that they were organizing anything until they were forced to because of the falling apart of the event. They were a permitting agency in that sense, and the permits had never been paid for. They were never paid for.
Is that normal? Again, this isn't just a concert. This is a big event.
No, it's not normal.
It's not normal.
But also remember two things. First, that weekend, the city was also involved in Air and Sea Show, mm-hmm. and was also preparing for Urban Weekend. So the city was very involved in making sure that Memorial Day holiday went smoothly from, you know, just from the entire perspective. But for 4 years, the city, the County Sports Authority, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, many of the gay organizations here in South Florida were all engaged in one way or another in making sure that this event would go off smoothly.
How did it go last time? It was 4 years ago, right?
But not here in Miami.
Not here, but how did it go? Where did it happen?
4 years ago? I'll have to check. Okay. I know that there was supposed to be an event in St. Louis, yeah. A national event sponsored by the right. same
the North
organization.
American,
yeah. Exactly.
So that did not pan out.
And that was canceled about a month or two before the event.
There's a criminal investigation?
There's a criminal investigation here. I don't know about St. Louis, but here the police are, and the state attorney is looking into any possible impropriety, any fraud that happened, because there was money raised. I mean, we have an athlete here who registered. There's several more that came and registered. So how much did they make from that? How much did they fundraise independently? And where did all that money go?
We want to hear from you if you came here for the World Out Games. Maybe you already live here. You work here. You were looking forward to it because it was an opportunity to bring folks in from all over the world. And, of course, more business for Miami Beach. We want to hear your thoughts on this. 800-743-WLRN. That's 800-743-9576. And who's to blame? Where should the blame go? And do you believe that perhaps there should be criminal charges in this? You know what, Didrik? I wanted to ask you, who do you blame in all of this? Who's really at fault? Do you think it's just the organizers? Is it the city has some, you know, liability here? Where's your anger?
So my anger is with World Out Games. And Yvonne Kano was a person that came to my, because I run an organization that's catered to LGBT sports out of Atlanta. So he came and visited us at our last basketball tournament, which is a national tournament hosted in August. We host a couple times a year. And in promotion of this event, I'm on a nonprofit board. My organization is a nonprofit. I expect for something that is this large to be ran as such in terms of proper protocols and all the above. When receiving a message like that, when knowingly, if as an event planner myself, like you knew or they knew that leading up to this, that certain things were not coming together, registrations were not coming in for certain sports. So at that point, you have to make executive decisions, not the day before while people are flying, driving, boating, however they're getting here to come and enjoy a week long of, you know, what they have paid coaches to get to this level. And I can contest to that because I'm a former professional athlete. So I know what goes into, you know, preparing for an event of such magnitude when it comes to competition.
I've heard people talk about lawsuits.
Absolutely.
Is that something on your mind?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Steve.
Okay, first, I do want to clarify that the this was the, supposedly the first event of its kind in North America for OutGames.
Right.
So it had not been held in the United States on an international level. But something that I think that we need to say and make clear is that the majority of people here who were involved this week, and there were hundreds of volunteers who stepped up to make sure that games did happen, perhaps not as they were planned, not as they were originally structured.
And the other thing, too, I was curious, were you able to get any of the awards, the trophies, medals from the organizers to be able to give to people? Or is it just, again, was it just symbolic?
Well, Joey had reported that someone said a few days ago, gee, there aren't even any medals.
Right, they had gone to organizers and asked and said, can we at least have the medals that you got so that we could award the athletes in our hastily organized tournament? And were none.
There were none.
So the Pride
there were none.
So the Pride Committee in Fort Lauderdale, they pitched in and they delivered medals the other day so the athletes could be rewarded.
Yeah. And I want to go to the phones real quickly. Again, the number is 800-743-WLRN, 800-743-9576. Let me go to Robin in Miami Beach, who is actually part of the LGBTQ community there. Robin, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you very much.
All right, Robin, really first your take. Who's to blame?
Well, the blame is mostly on World Out Games for sure. I think there's two stories here. One is the World Out Games organization completely failed and honestly lied to the community because we kept asking them, is this going to go on as planned? And they kept telling us, yes. Remember, it's a private organization, so no one had a way of knowing if they were telling the truth or not. So that's one story. I think we can learn from it and that the city and the LGBT organizations in town could possibly put some new protocols in place to assure this never happens again. But in my opinion, the bigger story here is how the LGBTQ community and the city of Miami Beach came together to make this actually work out in the end. Now, it wasn't perfect for sure, but this city of Miami Beach put all their resources, and I don't just mean money, but I mean time, energy, and all the LGBT organizations in town, individual volunteers, all worked together and were able to put on almost all the sporting events. They were also able to put together a welcome, I guess, party or reception from the city. And then we are having an ending ceremony, all put on by the city and these volunteers. I just don't want that to get lost in all of the terrible part of the story.
Robin, I just want to say yes. I mean, originally it was announced that the opening reception, the closing reception, that they were all canceled, but other receptions were, produced. The other thing that I think that is important to discuss is that there were two other components, the cultural component and the human rights component. And both of those activities over a period of several days, they both went off flawlessly. The planning, the execution of both of those events were done by volunteers and a few freelance employees.
All right, Robin, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate that. I want to get to the next. We're getting calls coming in. And so, again, we want to hear from you, your thoughts on what happened with the games and really, what do you think the next step should be? Who is to blame, but also what should the next step be? Let me go to Patty in Fort Lauderdale, who registered. Patty, welcome to the program.
Yes, thank you.
Patty, tell me what you, yes, you registered, but your sport didn't happen.
I am a sponsored athlete here in Fort Lauderdale. I play disc golf, and we got our email on a Friday afternoon. My company that sponsors me stepped up and was the sponsor of our tournament, and they were told we could not carry on because of the permits. We kind of wanted to continue to have it, and we couldn't. So we were super disappointed, and I didn't get any messages from anybody, the GLBT or anyone, about continuing events. I think it was horrible. It's really embarrassed for our state. I was at the gay games in Chicago, and it was fantastic. It was very well organized. And when we got it, we planned for a year in advance. So there's a lot that goes into putting a team together and spending time practicing and getting to an event. And I just couldn't imagine bringing a team somewhere
in
the day of saying it's canceled.
All right.
I don't know who to blame. I guess it's the World Out Games. But I had a bad feeling from the beginning because every time I went online and tried to get registered for opening and closing ceremonies, they kept saying there was no information yet. And then the week of the tournament, the sponsor, my sponsor said, yeah, we're good to go. I'm supposed to meet with the Out Games people, get all of our stuff. You know, they put out money for the event for players' packages, and nothing happened.
Okay.
We were just told we were done.
Patty, thank you so much for the call. I really appreciate it. Thank you for sharing that. You know, real quickly, Dedrick Tillerson, you were nodding while he was saying that, that he had a hard time just registering. So it sounds like there was no organization here from the beginning.
Well, the website always kept saying coming soon. So every time you would go click on something, it was saying opening ceremonies. At one point, it was there. Then it disappeared. Then it came back. Then it disappeared again. Kind of the same thing as it went when it came to how we were supposed to play basketball. Initially, we were supposed to be at Florida International University. That disappeared, and then it went to the convention center. Then that disappeared. Then Miami High School, Beach High School, that came about. And then that disappeared, obviously, with, you know, when they told us that everything was happening. So it was a stream, I think, of just poor planning altogether. I certainly am super ecstatic of, I don't place any blame really on Miami Beach, because I felt like they did what they needed to do in clutch type situation, and always thinking from an athletic standpoint, like they really executed well in terms of to try to turn a bad situation around to a great
one. Well, there's that part, Steve, but at the same time, the only reason that I ask and Joy jump in is if the city should take any blame is, again, the fact that, you know, look, this is it's a big event, and you know what? When the check isn't clearing and when you're trying to talk to organizers.
You know, the word blame, I don't know that that's the right word to be using at this point, because we don't know whether anything criminal was done. We don't know if it was simply negligence, but I'm not downplaying any of that, because this was not putting together a dinner party. This was not even putting together Miami Beach Gay Pride. This was putting together a 4-year national event. And if there was a failing on the part of anybody or any group, it was a lack of oversight.
Yeah, I think that's the word that came to mind for me is it raises a significant question about when you're investing any kind of public dollars into a private entity or event, to what extent are the protocols in place for oversight of those dollars and how they're spent. I mean,
giving $200,000. You better know who's running this.
Sure. And so, you know, there are questions about, and I think, you know, the city manager even himself said at one point, like, we might have lessons to learn from this about how to participate in these kinds of events. Obviously, Miami Beach is a big tourist town, right? So they are a very significant supporter of the LGBTQ community. That's historic. You can't change that. And they wanted to participate, and that was their way of participating, but it might have involved more oversight.
Dedrick, you want to say something?
But when we ask about the oversight, the question that comes to my mind is, does the city are they able to request access to OutGames servers to get in contact with us as the community at large that's actually registering for these events? Because if that was the case, in terms of oversight, as we saw this disaster coming, then somebody should have been able to intercept what was happening and say, okay, no, hey, golf, we're not getting any money. We're canceling you in March or February. But at what point is that even a factor? Can they step in and do that?
Well, it's interesting because, I mean, what they did do was they asked for financials, right? They said, look, can you please, because, you know, they're in the conversation about whether or not they're going to continue donating. There are benchmarks that they needed to meet. So show us where your progress is. OutGames comes into the room with papers that don't really line up. There's a lot of discrepancies, and so then that's where concerns are raised. But that might be as far as they can go, right?
Steve?
Right, and something to keep in mind, I know that, you know, Robin earlier said that the OutGames fell down in its job and not fulfilling its obligation, but what was OutGames' obligation? They licensed this to a local committee. There was a state, you know, corporation that was formed to execute this event. And so, you know, who was responsible? Ultimately, it's this corporation.
All right, I want to get back to the phones real quickly. I want to turn over to Kirk in Miami, who was also a participant, I believe, Kirk?
Yeah, I was a participant and kind of an early organizer on the swim team side.
Okay.
I was the former captain of our local LGBT swim team. something called the Matador of South Florida, and Alex King had approached us a couple of years ago to do a swim meet, and we were like, great, let's do a swim meet. It sounds fantastic. But they wanted us to pay for it, and we're a very small team. An international swim meet with 800 to 1,000 swimmers would have cost somewhere in the neighborhood of $50,000 to $60,000. So we actually made OutGames pay us up front for all those expenses before about 5 months ago. We said, if you don't come up with the money for the swim meet, we're going to back out, and we're going to they would have had to refund all that money back to the swimmers.
Okay, so
they actually did pay up, and that's why the swimming events were fantastic.
Okay.
I cannot get that across enough. All of the aquatic events went off flawlessly. Yeah, we lost a lot of support from the OutGames in terms of volunteers. The community volunteers stepped up. Everything went fantastically.
Okay. Well, Kirk, thank you so much for sharing that with us. I really appreciate that. So, you know what? Let me come back to the athlete that I have here in the studio. Dedrick Tillerson, again, playing basketball. It sounds like they put the pressure on the OutGames. And so the OutGames kind of pushed back. I don't know. I want to get, more of the sense of that relationship, whatever that relationship was between the organizers and all the different teams, the different groups that were registering.
So that's the million-dollar question, because like with aquatics was basically set up as its own entity, so it was going to go flawless regardless. Everything else was kind of in its...
So every sport was its own entity and doing its own thing?
Practically, or pretty much. So with basketball, they ran it based off of the National Gay Basketball Association's rules and regulations. Jason Hamermillo stepped in as the representative from NGBA to kind of facilitate with Mr. Seldos from World OutGames. But Jason was just a liaison. He was not kept in communication very well, as most of us weren't. But as far as the other sports are concerned, it kind of was the same way. Like, they were like, here's going to be where the venue is, what we have projected, and once we get everything registered, we'll let you know what's going to happen.
All right. Let me take one more call here before we finish up. I want to go to Marcelo in Miami. Marcelo, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
So tell us, were you part of it in any way? What's your take?
No, I'm not. I'm actually, I'm just a regular guy. I love diversity in the city. And, you know, like, I try to support anything that brings, you know, diversity to the city. One of the things that struck me was, I'm amazed that there seems to be some kind of, I wouldn't say, you know, like, almost conciliatory tone in your panel today, saying, well, you know, you got to understand and all of that. I don't know, from a regular guy's perspective, you form a corporation, you organize it, you get some money from everybody, and then you behave like this, at least it's got to be a criminal inquiry. I mean, you got to get the police or somebody involved and say, hey,
well,
what happened to all of the money?
Right. There is an investigation, as we mentioned, Steve.
Right, Marcelo, I don't think we're sitting here as apologists. I mean, we are observing exactly how this investigation is going down. And we know that the state attorney's office, the city of Miami Beach, that they have the books, that they are spending days trying to decipher what they've picked up, because apparently these books are a mess. They themselves don't know how much money came in and how much was spent.
All right. Marcelo, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. I want to wrap up on this. The more I read about this, the more I look into it. I'm not making the comparison, but I'm just saying that, man, this smells a lot like that Fyre Festival. A lot of promise and under delivery, and people were left out in the cold and just abandoned. And, you know, I don't know. That's why I keep – I'll use the word blame, because I do want to know, hey, really who
– Somebody's responsible.
Somebody's responsible.
There's no question.
What needs to happen next, Steve?
I mean, what's happening right now is that they are trying to figure out exactly where the money was raised and where it was spent, and whether people spent the money inappropriately, because in the end, bills were not paid and events didn't happen the way they were supposed to.
And Joey, listen, I know it was the Memorial Day weekend and you had the Air and Sea Show and you had Urban Beach Weekend, so it's not like all the attention was just on this event, and maybe that helped. But at the same time, you kind of touched on it. The city's got to now look at itself and say, where did we go wrong?
Well, you know, there's questions about, how you determine whether or not you're going to participate as a sponsor, as a supporter of events like this, and to what extent you know, the relationship is scrutinized over time. I mean, was sounding the alarm in March and then the night before enough? Could they have pushed back more? But then, you know, there's the flip side of that, which is if you're putting too much pressure, are you not being a good partner? I mean, you know, there's a lot of questions around that. A
lot of questions. And Dedrick Tillerson, I'm going to give you the last word. I just want to know, I mean, really, you ended up having a good experience. I mean, you had fun. You were in Miami Beach. You had some fun. But I'm curious, could something like this hurt the reputation of Miami Beach within the LGBTQ community? Sometimes things happen and people may be turned off and say, well, I'm it. That's it. I'm never going back to that city again.
I think it's definitely an individual situation. I don't think that it's going to hurt it by any means because, I mean, it's Miami Beach for crying out loud. Most people are going to, I mean, the atmosphere, the culture, the diversity, all the above, that's definitely not going to stop tourist attraction from happening here or for, you know, any other sporting organization because the facilities that they turned up on us were great. So that's, you know, room for us to be able to do some things here and, you know, hopefully not create, you know, a bad situation. But that's really, everything's going to be pretty individualistic. But I know from an athlete standpoint and from this entire situation, what we want to hear from is the organizers. We want to hear from Yvonne. At best, we just want an apology. No one said anything.
We're all pursuing answers from the organizers. Dedrick Tillerson, again, captain of the Atlanta Fury basketball team. We heard from Joey Fletches, who covers the city of Miami Beach for the Miami Herald. He's sticking around, though. And Steve Rothaus covers LGBTQ issues for the Miami Herald. Gentlemen, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to stay on Miami Beach, though. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to be talking about the culture of Miami Beach and should it change? We'll have more on that coming right up.